Big Joe here for B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical, your American Standard dealer getting ready for spring. It's time to spruce up your home for spring. And who better to trust than B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical? For over 60 years, they've been serving Central Indiana with integrity, hard work, and a commitment to excellence. Go to bpluswradio.com/radio to learn more. B&W Plumbing, HVAC, and Electrical is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer serving Central Indiana for over six decades.
So I've got much more to break down regarding this balloon. Because there's much more to break down. There are layers to this story. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning, this Chinese spy balloon. China's response and how we should be responding to China. But some things just aren't factual. Some things are just statements to make statements, and they aren't actually newsworthy. And sometimes a coincidence is just that. You want to put it together to other things, you're more than welcome to. But doesn't make it true. The popcorn moment. Let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. This is Senator Marco Rubio on CNN. Now, I'm not angry with the senator from Florida. I am simply stating that after you hear this, you recognize that this is something you can say, but this isn't something that's necessarily true, considering everything else we know regarding what it is that China does with balloons. In a conversation with Jake Tapper, Senator Marco Rubio, listen.
Well, we won't know that till we get into a secure setting this week in Washington, and probably most of that is something we won't be able to disclose in any great detail, other than to say this, and that is that, you know, they're going to try to recover this. Apparently, it's in shallow waters. We'll see what they recover from it. But I don't think the technology or the existence of these things is a great mystery. I think what's embedded here is a clear message. It's not a coincidence that this happens leading up to the State of the Union address, leading up to Blinken's visit to China. The Chinese knew that this was going to be spotted. They knew that we were going to have to react to it. They flew it over military installations and sensitive sites across, right across the middle. I mean, look at the flight path of this thing. It's a diagonal shot right through the middle of the continental United States. And the message embedded in this to the world is we can fly a balloon over airspace of the United States of America, and they won't be able to do anything about it to stop us. They calculated this carefully with a message embedded in it. And I think that's the part we can't forget here. It's not just a balloon. It's the message they're trying to send the world that we can do whatever we want and America can't stop us.
Now, the one thing I always liked about Rubio is that when he's not on the campaign trail, that dude can do thoughtful and serious and focused really better than the rest. He really, really can. When he's on the campaign trail, he just seems to fall apart. The State of the Union doesn't have any connection here. Because we know there are other balloons. The sending of the message, the idea that we can do this thing and ha ha. Right? Was that Speed Racer? Ha 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 ha. That's the message. Taking a look at any way we respond and then deciding that was the wrong way. If we had not shot it down, they would talk about how weak Biden is, right? There'd be this, or they know to not mess with China, right? It'll be one of those kinds of conversations. So they already have their prepackaged commie response. But this wasn't because of the State of the Union. You wouldn't be able to prove that. This was because this is who they are. This is what they do, and we have to ask ourselves, what is our plan in response? That's it. So once again, it's Marco Rubio being very, very bright. I don't agree with everything he votes for. Very, very bright, well articulated out. But don't confuse your issues. Don't get lost in the madness. This wasn't about the State of the Union. This is a far bigger conversation. Far bigger. I mean, that's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. This is about certainly the lack of respect. This is about China wanting to test its boundaries. And this is not just about America. This is about how the world should act and respond to it. Now let's see if the world's tough enough. And how do you get South American countries and African nations not to take Chinese money? Ooh. Well, there's some big, big, big mountains to climb right here.